Yeah, no, this looks familiar now. Yeah, now that we're in the school grounds, yeah. Yeah, this is it, yeah.
Bill Malone has not been back to St George's School for more than 50 years, since he was sent to Australia at the age of 9. The current head teacher, Patricia Alder, showed us round.
I mean, the actual structure is the same, although this class, the wall used to be here. Yeah. And children, this is Mr Malone who's come to talk to you. You're going to talk to him later, shortly, aren't you? What would you say?
Hello.
G'day.
But it didn't bring back vivid memories. His years at Bindoon, where he was abused by the Christian Brothers, are still more vivid.
This place wasn't threatening. This place was good. There was nothing bad happened here. So it doesn't seem to have stuck in my mind as much as Bindoon has stuck in my mind. I can tell you nearly every day of my life at Bindoon, and that's the truth. I can tell nearly every day.
Bill told his story to the children of St George's Year 6, 10 and 11-year-olds.
We went to a totally new environment, thinking it was going to be absolutely beautiful, but it was the end of my education, as you know it, going to school. I never reached the level that you've reached already. I was only in third grade. And when we went to this new place, they took our clothes off us and gave us just a very simple uniform. And we were put to work, and we worked. We didn't go to school, we just worked. Yeah.
Why did you move to Australia?
Why did you go to Australia? I think you didn't have any choice, did you?
Yeah, I was going to say that's the $64,000 question. No one knows why they picked any particular student. Like in our case, I think roughly 60 of us used to come to school here from St Joseph at that time. And as I say, only 5 of us were picked out, so I don't really know what the criteria was, but, yeah.
Were the people that looked after you in Australia very strict?
Very, very strict.
Yeah. At one point, when you were with the people that looked after you, did they hit you or hurt you any time?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by strict, yes, quite often, yeah. Beat you mercilessly, actually, yeah.
Did you ever see your friends again?
When you say friends, you mean everybody back here? No. I didn't get back here until I was in my 40s.
When you were working, did you get any money?
The work? Question, no. And it's never been acknowledged, and that's one of the things that we've always been fighting for. We feel that we were treated as slave labour.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
And that's something he plans to tell Gordon Brown, that there should be compensation as well as an apology from Britain.
There's got to be a price for everything. I've found that in life, that everything has a consequence. And the British government apologising, they're finally acknowledging that there was something wrong about it all. When you apologise, it's because you've done something wrong. And they are finally admitting they did something wrong. And the one thing they did do wrong was they didn't supervise their plan. I was brutalised and molested and really not given an education. You can take it whichever one you like, but the thing that stuck with me most is the fact that I haven't got an education.